Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story in this morning's Republican American in Falls Village, the town's increased share of Housatonic Valley Regional High School budget is the main reason for a proposed spending jump in the 2019-20 local school budget. Lee H. Kellogg School Board of Education Chairwoman Patricia McCare explained the proposal to the Board of Finance Monday, noting a smaller class of seniors compared to a larger freshman class resulted in $279,144 increase for the town. Quoting McCarrot, "That's a tremendous amount," end quote. Tuition costs for the next fiscal year are based on enrollment figures from October 1st, 2018. Overall spending would rise $92,455 or 4.9% to $1,977,325 for the local K-8 school and $371,641 or 12.1% to $3.433 million with the Region 1 included. Finance Board Member Lou Timelot said it's important to let townspeople know the increase is due to tuition costs, not other costs. Well, a collision between a train and a tractor-trailer in Pauling resulted in delays for travelers on Monday, but few injuries. A mechanical issue caused a tractor-trailer to stop on the Corbin Road crossing in Pauling along the Metro North Railroad Harlem line, according to the captain of MTA Police Special Operations. The trailer was detached from the truck before a southbound train struck it at about 12:40 on Monday, saying he did not know how it was detached and said an investigation onto how it came to be stopped on the tracks is ongoing. One woman on the train sustained a non-life-threatening leg injury. In all, 23 passengers were on the train, with two crew members, a conductor and an engineer. Three employees were sent to a local hospital as a precautionary measure. The engineer was not injured. Hotchkiss School instructor Keith Moon, returning to Noble Horizons to teach his annual Russian book series Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m., running through May 15th. Registration at noblehorizons.org. Board of Assessment Appeals has their special meeting. That'll be at 6 p.m. in Sharon Town Hall. The Town of Salisbury Pope Committee is meeting at 6:30. That at Salisbury Town Hall. In Dover, it is the Town Board regular meeting that begins at 6:30 at Town Hall. ABC Committee meeting of Region 1 having a meeting at 7 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. On Thursday, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village has a meeting set for 7 p.m. The Falls Village Children's Theater presents Irving Berlin's Annie, Get Your Gun, Friday the 29th, Saturday the 30th, and Sunday the 31st at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village, Connecticut. More information and tickets on the web, fvct.org. The music director is Michael Berkeley. The Norfolk Lions Club holding its annual pancake breakfast on Saturday from 8 until 10:30 at the Boutel School. Pancakes, eggs, bacon, and more, $6 per adult, $3 for kids under 12 years old. Proceeds benefit scholarships for local students. The Town of Dover Recreation Department is holding an informational meeting on Saturday discussing the summer production of The Addams Family. They'll meet at 10 a.m. at the Recreation Office at Boyce Park. The six-week program is open to any student age 7 to 18. The most used four-letter word in history lately is wall. That's right. David Fry's book, Walls, A History of Civilization in Blood and Brick, was not created because of the current controversy over the border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Fry is an author and historian who teaches ancient and medieval history at Eastern Connecticut State University. He'll speak about his book, Wall, March 30th, 11 a.m. at Noble Horizons. Earth Scroll Open House, an indoor walking tour through the seasons, hosted by the Taconic Grange No. 100. Donations to the Grange are accepted but not required. Deborah Tyler, farmer, artist, and earth justice advocate in Granger. Deborah's 50-foot Earth Scroll is a multi-faith, globally-based block and leaf print chronicling the solar seasons, signs of the zodiac, rising and falling tides in accordance with the lunar phases, terminology in the natural world and numerous belief systems, and calligraphy in Hebrew, Greek, Arabic, and Chinese. It'll be at the Grange Hall, Dunbar Road in Sharon, Connecticut this Saturday, 1 until 3 p.m. Refreshments will be locally sourced, including fair trade organic coffee roasted in Goshen by Coffee, Tea, and etc., Ellsworth Hill Farm Cider, Bantam Bread, and Arusa Farm cheese. Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Garden Club co-sponsoring a talk on gardening. The local gardening expert Karen Vassalini will present Eco-Friendly Garden Coach Problem-Solving Brainstorm March 30th at 2 p.m. in Town Hall. The talk is open to the public. $5 donation fee will be collected at the door to benefit Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Garden Club. In addition, attendees are asked to bring a packet of seeds for the Kent Seed Library and a chance to win a book photographed by Vassalini. Registration is requested by calling 860-927-3761 or the online calendar at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Taste of the Country fundraiser, wine and beer tasting to support the Housatonic Valley Regional High School International Travel Club and their trip to Europe this summer. Taste wine and beers from local distributors. Enter to win raffle tickets while eating complimentary food. It'll be at Lion Rock Farm on 30 Hosier Road in Sharon, Connecticut on March 30th from 3 until 6 p.m. $40 per ticket. You can purchase tickets online at tasteofthecountry.brownpapertickets.com. And the Interlaken Inn is hosting another Sunday brunch benefit brunch. The Sunday brunch this coming Sunday benefits Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. It's at the Interlaken this Sunday between 11 and 1. Adults $19.95 per person. Children 10 and under 10, under 4 are free when accompanied by adults. More information at 860-435-0816 or email jgeiger@salisburyvna.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 140.90 yesterday to 25,657.73. NASDAQ starts off the day at 7691.52, and the S&P 500 at 2818.46. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.